Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Ryan Schaub, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Gary.
Corn and wheat, big crops around here. We got some stuff about both today, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about both. We're going to start off with some corn as we're rolling right along here into April. It's time to be getting our corn planted. We're actually probably a little bit behind from years past. But it's also important to know that every summer row crop has that optimal soil temperature for emergence. For corn, that's going to be about 50 degrees Fahrenheit for that corn to go ahead and germinate and then that early growth. The big thing, though, is if we want a uniform field, that's going to be primarily achieved when those soil temperatures are above 55 degrees for corn. So, the big deal with the uniformity is if we don't have it, it can greatly impact our yields at the end of the year. Getting started too early. So I say we're a little bit behind years past. Corn is very likely to be affected by late freezes as well. So if we haven't got our corn in, that's okay, because the last spring freeze date in our area is going to be around that April 5th to April 15th is very typical time period for us. But how bad will that last freeze damage that corn? Well, that's going to be determined by how low that temperature gets, how long it stayed that cold, what kind of soil types you got, even the moisture, can always play a factor into how severe that frost can hit us. So just wanted to bring those back to your attention. We're just nearing the end of that last freeze date. So it's almost time to get out there and get to planting. But with the warmer weather that we've been experiencing and that moisture that we've gotten here, it's time for that wheat to us really take a look at it. And it's really greened up across the district and it's looking good. But with the onset of spring weather, it's time to look at factors that could influence the yield potential for that wheat crop. Now, to my knowledge, at the time of this recording, there has been no reports of stripe rust in Kansas. In fact, Oklahoma State reported at the end of March, March 25th, that there was no observance of stripe rust in Oklahoma. But the same cannot be said for Texas. Texas A&M reported at the end of March that they were dealing with moderate stripe rust pressure. Now, there are several factors that will contribute to the development of stripe rust in our region. Weather conditions in Texas are a factor. And K-State research suggests that weather in Texas in both the fall and spring can be used to predict the severity of the disease in Kansas. So let's take a look at what their weather patterns were like so the end of 21, beginning of 22. So they were pretty dry throughout the fall in Texas, which likely slowed down some of that production of the rust. But this spring, they've had adequate moisture, and that's probably why they're seeing adequate or moderate pressure for stripe rust down there right now. So what does that mean for us? I think we'll see probably below average levels of spores that arrive in Kansas during our critical growth stages. But that's a guess. It's important to remember that this is just a piece of the puzzle. The biggest piece of that puzzle is actually going to be, what is our weather like here once those spores reach Kansas finally? So it's going to be largely driven by that local weather and, of course, varieties that are planted across the district. So, Gary, what I'll probably do is we'll probably have some continuation on this. We'll give some updates on stripe rust when we first see it. We'll probably talk about it a little bit more. As we move through the spring and get the rest of our crops planted, we'll talk a little bit about weather outlooks, and we'll go from there. So anyways, guys, if you have any questions, you want to give me a call, the office number is 785-448-6826.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. Coming up on Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extended District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.